Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Some familiar faces on national television last night. JB Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Hope and TJ are here.
Not just any local family that was on Family Feud, but our Rochester City Court Judge Van White and his family made it onto the show yesterday, debuting, and won. So now they're going to be on again today at 4 o'clock.
We all heard the name, and we're all like, that is a very familiar name. Why?
And I saw his picture. I was like, oh, yeah.
I know him.
I'm very familiar with him.
So how did they end up on the show?
His daughter. He has a younger daughter. Her name's Ava. She submitted their audition tape in secret, making it a total surprise for the rest of the family. So I can imagine what that... Guys, guess what I did? And guess where we're going?
That's something I would have been like, surprise!
Guess what? And Bridget is the judge's wife, and she said it was surreal because I watch it every day, and just to be there, it is exactly like it looks on television. It was so much fun. Couldn't really believe we were actually there playing the game on the set. It was great. So it's exactly like we think it is.
Everyone's clapping.
It's time to play.
If you could be on any show, I would want to be on Family Feud or Price is Right. Because I'm not smart enough to be on Jeopardy. Wheel of Fortune, I know, and you know, we're sitting there screaming at the TV. It's Butterfly Effect! It's Butterfly Effect! But when you're standing there in front of the lights and the audience, I would probably get nervous and not get it.
See, I want the one with the most... The best
money.
Prizes. Like, sometimes you watch that. What did you want to play?
Either
Price is Right.
Price is Right. And yeah,
some of those prizes are...
But sometimes it's a car.
Or the Deal or No Deal before Price is Right.
Yeah.
Where you're like, you can get this workout equipment. It's like, what do I want with workout equipment? Right.
I wanted to be one of the briefcase girls on Deal or No Deal so bad.
This is like a Wayne Brady cheaper version of Price is Right. So I think it's called Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, Let's Make a Deal. Yeah, that's okay. A different show.
So Let's Make a Deal. My mom calls it the cheap show. The cheap show, because their prizes are so cheap. So I want to go on Wheel of Fortune just because there's so much money.
You could end up with six figures.
You can. So that's what I want to do. I want to go where the money is.
I want to go on Jeopardy.
She's tried out. She keeps sending
You've actually
in,
tried out for Jeopardy like
keeps,
in real life?
Yeah, she keeps sending in her tryout tapes and they're like, no.
Here's the problem is that you have to write the answers, but it's like timed. I'm like, I don't know how to spell this. I just want to yell out, what is blank? Just let me yell it out.
That's
me do
the
a vote
problem. It takes
one.
Too long to write it.
If I spell it wrong and it's wrong, they don't have to spell on the show.
Does spelling count in Final Jeopardy? Like, if you're putting a name down and you spell it wrong, do they count that against you?
Well, what if it's a different person? Like, if it was Anne and they wrote Annie.
I'm sorry, we can't accept that. I don't know. It's up to the judges. You always think there's like a panel of judges there at Jeopardy. We've decided that answer, we can't take that answer.
There's one guy. His name is Bob.
Yeah.
And if Bob's having a bad day, you're having a bad day. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ, Hope, and Billy, join in on the conversation, 252-9233.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
Jim wrote in, and he owns a landscaping company. And he found out that while all of the work is getting done... It's not by one of his employees. He found out one of his employees has his wife coming in to the office on Saturdays and is filling out all of his paperwork, handling all of his invoices, all of his staff schedules, all of his all the paperwork is being done by his employee's wife, who does not work for him.
Wow.
But the employee's work is getting done.
The employee's work is getting done. Is this a problem? Work's getting done. It's just not by the person they hired.
As a okay, so as a manager, my issue would be if she messes up, who am I holding accountable?
I would think it would be the husband, yeah.
I don't know. There's a part of me that's like, the work is getting done.
The work is getting done.
I mean, as a, isn't that what the goal is? Are you telling me if this stops? This sounds to me like a household issue where, okay, they've made the decision. She's like, I know that you hate paperwork, so I'll just go on Saturday so you don't lose your job and I'll fill out all your paperwork.
I don't know who that person's wife is, but she's way nicer than mine.
Yeah.
She's not coming in and spending 4 or 5 hours. That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
For somebody.
I don't think it's terms for like termination.
No.
It's not grounds to be terminated.
But does this wife have access to information about my clients and their accounts and stuff?
That's got to be like a liability. Like,
yeah,
to
from
have...
an HR standpoint, that's a no-fly zone right there.
Jeez. I don't know. There's a part of me that's like, well, it's getting done. I don't know. Do I turn the other cheek because she's doing a pretty good job and I don't have to pay her?
Now, would either
be that terrible?
Ask your spouses to help with something. Like if you were really busy, would you be like, hey, do you mind like writing up a social media caption, or like would you ask, or would you trust them to help?
Once a week I email my husband's worksheets, because scanning over his cell phone and emailing the attachments was just mind-boggling to him, and it was taking forever. It takes me 2 seconds, so I will just, you know, Adobe scan the sheets and send it off so he can get paid. And it takes me 2 seconds. So yes, I offer to do that for nothing.
So you do some of your husband's work for him?
Well, I scan it.
That's a wrong question.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
We had Jim write in. Jim owns a landscaping company and found out that one of his employees, all the work is getting done. It's just not by one of his employees. He's going through and his wife is coming in on the weekends, filling out all his invoices, all his paperwork for him.
So she's not employed there, but she's doing some of his job.
Yep, to make it easier on him.
And that, my opinion is, you know what? If the job's getting done, it's getting done. Maybe this is just, you know, a couple that's working together. Mostly because I've had to, like, email paperwork for my husband because it takes him so long to figure out the technology of it.
She doesn't even go here!
She does not work there, no. But I think, as long as she's not asking for extra money, why...
That's
got
to be a liability. She's privy to information.
Oh,
what if
HR,
she messes
absolutely.
Up?
Yes, if there's a mistake made somewhere, somebody doesn't get an invoice, or they got an invoice for the wrong amount, that could make you look really bad. I think if that's a tiny little family-owned business, that's one thing. But if that's like Wegmans,
yeah,
that ain't going to happen. No fly zone.
Texter saying, hey, I'm a teacher, and my husband sometimes helps me grade papers. Yeah, I had a drama teacher whose husband built the sets. She was paid the show to put together this program. He was not, but he was still, you know, they weren't like, this is a liability.
Well,
get out of here.
They have volunteers, though, for that. Like, people can volunteer their time, and I'm sure they sign a waiver or something. This is like all
you know,
under
a signer
the...
was, yes. Another texter, 252-9233. My cousin works at a Disney store. The last time I visited her, I helped restock the shelves so she could get out on time.
Okay.
I'm all right with that one.
Yeah, I mean, you
just
got someone
taking
who,
stuff out of a box.
Who's like in retail going, I got to finish cleaning up the floors before. Mm-hmm. Well, let's do it together.
Another texter, my husband drives Uber. I'll go out with him sometimes so we can spend time together between rides. What do you do when you show up, though, and they have four people and they need all four seats? It's like, hey, honey, get out on the street corner. I'll be back in a little bit.
Is that something as the Uber driver you could... Well, you wouldn't even know that until you showed up, right?
I would be uncomfortable as an Uber rider if my driver came and they were like, hey, got some extra people in here. I don't know.
Well, has your Uber Eats ever shown up and the picture that they send you is not the person that's walking to your door? I just assume it's a spouse or a loved one.
Probably. Yeah, I've never done that.
I'm like, well, that's not the dude that they sent me a picture of. This is a woman. Yeah.
Another texter, my girlfriend's office is always messy. I usually clean it up and restock the bathrooms.
Off payroll. See?
Off the payroll.
I think it's
kind of a bonus employee.
This copo for me, normally I side, but this one.
You're straddling.
I'm straddling. I'm like, I don't know, because I kind of do it.
All right. What do you think? 252 WBEE.